Hello. In this magical audiobook, a special sound will let you know when to turn the page. Listen closely and enjoy the adventures that await you. Let's begin. The Bunny Family's Thanksgiving Adventure. Scene 1. It was a crisp autumn afternoon in Bunnyville, and the Bunny family was busily preparing for Thanksgiving. The air outside was cool, but inside their cozy home, everything was warm and full of life. Mama Bunny smiled as she placed a freshly baked pie on the kitchen counter. "This year, we're going to make our Thanksgiving extra special," she said. Nina, Toto, and Mimi were filled with excitement. They loved Thanksgiving, not just for the delicious food, but for the chance to celebrate with friends and neighbors. With baskets of apples, pumpkins, and plenty of ideas, the Bunny family couldn't wait for the big day to arrive. Scene 2. The next morning, the Bunny family set out to gather the freshest ingredients for their Thanksgiving feast. The orchard was bursting with bright red apples, and the pumpkin patch was full of big, round pumpkins. Nina reached up high to pick the juiciest apples, while Toto rolled a pumpkin across the ground, laughing as it wobbled. Mimi carefully placed apples into their basket, making sure each one was perfect. Mama Bunny smiled. "These will make a wonderful feast to share with everyone." With their baskets full, the bunnies were ready to start cooking. Scene 3. Back home, the Bunny family got to work in the kitchen. The room was filled with the sweet smell of baking pies and warm cookies. Nina rolled out dough, focused on making each piece perfect. Toto, covered in flour, sprinkled more onto the table, giggling as it puffed into the air. Mimi carefully cut out shapes for cookies, making sure they were just right. Mama Bunny placed a pie into the oven with a smile. "There's nothing better than baking together for a special day like this," she said. The bunnies knew their feast would be as delicious as it was special. Scene 4. As the evening settled in, the Bunny family gathered around the warm glow of the fireplace. The house was quiet now, filled only with the crackling of the fire and the soft light of the setting sun. Mama Bunny looked at her children with a gentle smile. "Do you know why Thanksgiving is so special?" she asked. Nina, Toto, and Mimi listened attentively as Mama Bunny explained. "It's not just about the food," she said softly. "Thanksgiving is a time to be grateful for what we have and to share it with others." The children nodded, understanding that this holiday was about more than just the feast. It was about kindness and giving. Scene 5. The Bunny family's living room was filled with baskets, ribbons, and the sweet smell of freshly baked cookies. Each basket they prepared was a little piece of love, ready to be shared with their neighbors. Nina tied a bright golden ribbon around one of the baskets, while Toto filled another with cookies, his paws covered in flour. Mimi sat at the table, writing small thank you cards in her neatest handwriting. "We're almost done," said Mama Bunny, placing a few more apples and pumpkins into the largest basket. She smiled proudly at her children. "These baskets will make everyone feel special." The bunnies knew their hard work would bring joy to their friends and neighbors on Thanksgiving Day. Scene 6. The bunnies made their way through Bunnyville, pulling a wagon full of baskets they had prepared with love and care. But as they walked, they noticed something unusual, a large dog sitting quietly under a tree, watching them. Nina stopped and glanced back nervously. "Do you think he's friendly?" she asked. Toto peeked over the wagon, his eyes wide with curiosity. "I don't know," he whispered. "We've never seen a dog in Bunnyville before." The dog didn't move. He just sat there as he watched the bunnies in silence. The family wasn't sure what to think. Scene 7. Everything had been going smoothly until, suddenly, disaster struck. The Bunny family's wagon hit a bump in the path. Before they could react, the wheel twisted off. The cart wobbled and began to roll down the hill very fast. "Oh no!" shouted Nina, watching in horror as the wagon sped away. Toto and Mimi ran after it as fast as they could, but the cart was moving way too fast, heading straight for the stream below. "We'll never catch it!" cried Toto, his heart racing. Just as it seemed the food would be lost, the large dog bolted down the hill. With a powerful leap, he caught the wagon's handle in his strong jaws, stopping it just inches from the water's edge. Scene 8. The large dog stood proudly at the bottom of the hill, the wagon held safely in his strong jaws. The bunny family rushed down, their hearts racing with both relief and gratitude. "You saved us!" Nina exclaimed, her eyes wide as she looked up at the dog. "Thank you!" Toto and Mimi gathered around, both in awe of how quickly the dog had acted. Mama Bunny arrived moments later, smiling warmly at their unexpected hero. "We couldn't have done it without you," she said, patting the dog's head gently. "Why don't you come with us? We'd love to have you join our Thanksgiving celebration." The dog's tail wagged happily as he nodded in agreement. Together, they set off again. Scene 9. At the edge of the forest, they arrived at old Mr. Squirrel's cozy home. The little house nestled beneath the trees was warm and welcoming, with autumn leaves scattered all around. Mr. Squirrel stood at the door. He smiled warmly as the family approached, the large dog walking quietly beside them. "Welcome, welcome," said Mr. Squirrel kindly. "What a surprise to see you all, and with such a noble friend." The bunnies handed Mr. Squirrel a basket of fresh apples and cookies, and he invited them inside. "It's been a while since I've eaten a cookie," Mr. Squirrel said with a chuckle. "But you know, sometimes the greatest gift is the company of good friends." The family smiled, feeling the warmth of his words. The dog sat contentedly by the door, his tail wagging softly. He understood the truth in what Mr. Squirrel had said. Scene 10. The village square was filled with the sound of laughter and the smell of delicious food. The long table in the center was overflowing with pies, bread, fruits, and vegetables, and the bunny family and their neighbors sat together, sharing in the joy of the feast. But there was no sign of the dog. As the sun began to set, the large dog arrived and placed a barrel of apple juice on the table. "Thank you for inviting me," he said with a happy wag of his tail. "Sorry I am late, but I wanted to bring something to share with everyone." The villagers cheered and thanked him for his kind gift. Nina, Toto, and Mimi grinned, knowing that their new friend had become an important part of their celebration. Mama and Papa Bunny looked around the table, smiling at all the happy faces. This was the true spirit of Thanksgiving, sharing not only food, but also kindness and gratitude with those who mattered most. Scene 11. As the night grew quiet and the stars began to twinkle overhead, the bunny family sat together with their new friend, the large dog. The feast was over, and the table was nearly empty, but their hearts were full. Nina, Toto, and Mimi leaned against the dog, watching the stars with sleepy smiles. The dog lay contentedly beside them, his tail thumping gently against the ground. "We've had the most special Thanksgiving ever," said Mama Bunny softly. Papa Bunny nodded in agreement. "We've learned that true Thanksgiving is about opening our hearts to others, no matter how different they might seem." The dog smiled and closed his eyes, feeling at peace with his new friends. And as the stars sparkled above, the bunny family knew that this Thanksgiving had brought them a gift that would last forever, a new friend and a heart full of gratitude. Thank you for joining us on this incredible adventure. We hope you enjoyed the story and its magical moments as much as we did. Remember, every book is a doorway to a new world. See you on the next adventure, Little Explorer.